USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rare bipartisan agreement between the White House, Republicans, and Democrats on a new budget agreement that also lifts the two-year debt ceiling for the nation. The White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says of it,
Mnuchin and Speaker Pelosi and others work together. I think, you know, political, it's the art of the possible. We did about as good as we can do, and there's not going to be any debt default.
A measure to extend funding the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund is expected to win passage today in the U.S. Senate. It will then go to the president's desk, and he's expected to sign it. The measure got a big push from New York firefighters, police, and former Daily Show host Jon Stewart. Boris Johnson's become the leader of the Conservative Party in Great Britain, meaning tomorrow he'll become its next prime minister. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration hoping to make it easier for authorities to deport illegal immigrants who haven't been in the country that long. The Department of Homeland Security has issued a notice today saying it's expanding expedited removal, giving authorities permission to detain and deport immigrants quickly without having them have to see an immigration judge. The acting Citizenship and Immigration Services chief is Ken Cuccinelli.
There's so many opportunities for illegal immigrants to throw wrenches in the works of our legal system, and Congress has allowed them to do that, that it takes forever to get through the due process. But even with that, there's over a million people in this country who have orders to leave the country who are disobeying.
He spoke on Fox News. The new policy is sure to be challenged in the courts. A billion-dollar lawsuit says the Ford Motor Company falsified results of fuel economy tests on its pickup trucks. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
People along Florida's east coast are bracing for a lot of rain from a tropical depression that's forming in the Bahamas. The National Hurricane Center says that storm could dump about 4 inches of rain on that region today. Although the tropical depression is expected to stay weak, forecasters say it will probably stay offshore for the next couple of days. President Trump insists that Iranian leaders are lying when they claim they've captured 17 CIA spies.
Totally a false story. That's another lie. They put out propaganda. They put out lies.
Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden is out with a sweeping criminal justice reform plan today. He says it would reduce the nation's prison population, reform the criminal justice system, and eliminate racial and income sentencing disparities. It would make reforming the juvenile justice system a priority as well. Biden is expected to highlight the plan during the NAACP Candidates Forum tomorrow in Detroit and at the National Urban League's annual conference in Indianapolis on Thursday. And Sony Pictures has put out its first trailer of the upcoming Mr. Rogers film starring Tom Hanks called It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, based on the true story of a friendship between the beloved children's TV host and a skeptical Esquire journalist assigned to profile him. Fred Rogers died in 2003, the movie due out in November. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.